Bonneville, Trent Law, vice president of Gear Grabbers, stopped by the February 25 MD of Bonneville Council meeting to provide an update on the developments for 2025 race weekend, set for early July. Law announced that Youth Initiatives and Education in Lifestyles and Driving, YIELD, is planning to come to Bonneville. A new competition will also be included during the 2025 race weekend, where amateur mechanics will compete. The Gear Grabbers gave an overview of the 2024 event and requested continued support and permission for their event from the MD of Bonneville. A motion was approved to bring the request back to a future meeting. YIELD program. According to YIELD website, the organization is a unique education and innovation program that uses the automobile as the focal point to generate interest within the key target group, young males, both in schools and in the community. YIELD shows the tragic results of speed, impaired driving and not using seatbelts, while giving students the opportunity to become part of the solution. Law explained that YIELD uses a driving simulator to demonstrate the drastic consequences of reckless driving. Law said YIELD is in discussions with local high schools, trying to set a date to bring the program to Bonneville. Their Stacker race car trailer doubles as their classroom. They bring their cars out for display at the high school and the trailer becomes a classroom. A driving simulator focuses on demonstrating the drastic consequences of speed-related collisions, drinking and driving, and distracted driving with cell phones. We will keep you posted on those dates, said Law. Wrench Warriors. Law announced that a new competition called the Wrench Warriors will take place during the 2025 race weekend. Overdrive Heavy Duty Services and Browns Industrial will be offering the apprentice positions, and are in collaboration with the Gear Grabbers, Careers, and Snap-on Tools. Careers is a nonprofit that brings together industry, schools, government, and communities to guide youth into successful career paths, according to their website. Rob DeMelli from Overdrive Heavy Duty Services explained to Lakeland this week that the competition is aimed towards those who are not already part of an apprenticeship program. This is to give a platform for people that are mechanically inclined but are having trouble getting a foot in the door. There are a lot of young people who would have normally been part of a program but didn't get the opportunity because of COVID. They've got the mechanical inclination, but they really haven't had that leg up, said DeMelli. Winners of the Wrench Warriors competition not only receive an apprenticeship position, but around $5,000 worth of tools and a toolbox. It's pretty exciting and it's going to be a lot of fun, said DeMelli. Law commented to the MD Council that skilled labor and mechanics seem to be as rare as hen's teeth and cown. Don Slipchik agreed that the competition is a great addition to the event. Race Weekend. Law thanked the MD for its support of the 2024 event, commenting on the large and dedicated turnout that stuck it out through several bouts of rain. Law reported that the 2024 even resulted in some damage to the tarmac at the Bonneville Airport, and that the Gear Grabbers had written the MD of Bonneville a check to cover the repairs. Additionally, they plan to mitigate future damages. Cown. Ben Fadiev thanked the organization for being forthcoming about covering the damages and inquired whether they are running out of camping space required for racers. We're running out of room, people are wanting to be here early. We don't allow or encourage non-racers to camp there because we don't have room and we're not really looking to create a big party out of it, said Law. Law said the 2025 event will run from July 4 to 6, and the group is requesting a renewable contract. We'd like to request a contract for a renewable 5-year term to continue our events on an annual basis. Given the significant investments we've made, we're seeking some security for our efforts, said Law. Additionally, the Gear Grabbers are also requesting the MD sell them storage space at the airport for their equipment, as it is currently scattered around the members' personal properties. I imagine there would be some further discussion on it. We don't have an airplane, but it is an airport event, so we would be willing to buy a lot or lease a lot. Cown. Don Slipchuk commented on how much the event is growing. You guys have something new every year. Our local residents love it, and we seem to get a lot of people in from our province and even out of province. This event is not only great for the residents, but it brings a lot of recognition to our area, said Slipchuk, as discussions wrapped up, for now.